This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. With a federal election due in the next 3 months, the latest polling has the opposition in a winning position. The latest news poll, published in the Australian newspaper, has the coalition ahead of the Labor Party, 51-49, on a two-party preferred basis, based on a survey of 1,244 voters last week. The coalition has a 38% primary vote, Labor just 31%. And more than half of those surveyed believed the current government did not deserve to be re-elected. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, however, retains his lead over opposition leader Peter Dutton for preferred Prime Minister, 45% to 40%. The latest a federal election can be held is the 17th of May. The Reserve Bank is holding its first meeting of the year on interest rates, with its decision to be announced tomorrow afternoon. The decision comes at a critical time for the government, with a federal election looming. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government has done all it can to make conditions favourable for an interest rate cut. All four major banks are predicting that the Reserve Bank will decide to cut the official interest rate tomorrow. The official cash rate has been at 4.35% since November of 2023, after 18 months of persistent hikes to try and counter inflation. Rates haven't been cut since November of 2020. A new report estimates around 254,000 Australians living with heart valve disease are not aware they have the condition. Heart valve disease occurs when one or more heart valves fail to open or close properly, disrupting blood flow and potentially leading to heart failure, stroke, or other severe complications, including death. The report released by non-profit advocacy group Hearts for Heart maps the patient journey and health outcomes nationally. The founder and CEO of Hearts for Heart, Tanya Hall, says it is important to improve screening rates to combat low public awareness and unequal access to care. Wendy Steenham will be the interim Victoria Police Chief Commissioner after the resignation of Shane Patton. In a statement, Mr. Patton says he made the decision to voluntarily leave his position after a majority of his workforce declared no confidence in his leadership. Victoria's Minister for Police, Anthony Carbines, says the state government will not disclose the details of conversations Mr. Patton had with ministers before resigning. He says Wendy Steenham will step up from her role as Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner while arrangements are made to shift Emergency Management Commissioner Rick Nugent into the Acting Chief Commissioner job. Commuters have expressed their frustration after hundreds of Sydney train services were cancelled this morning as staff with the Rail, Tram and Bus Union take industrial action. On Friday, 95.3% of all services were either delayed or cancelled. Transport for New South Wales says that was because 862 train drivers and guards did not report for their normal shifts. The Fair Work Commission has dismissed the New South Wales government's argument for an unprecedented number of employees calling in sick, determining there is no pattern of coordinated action. Transport Minister John Graham has urged train workers to show up for their shifts, but many commuters say they've been trying to make other plans to avoid the delays. In football, Tottenham's coach Ange Postecoglou says he has no sympathy for Manchester United's plight after his side beat them 1-0 in the English Premier League. A goal in the 13th minute from midfielder James Maddison was the difference between the sides and lifts Tottenham to 12th on the ladder while dropping Manchester United to 15th. Australian coach Postecoglou has been put under huge pressure by Tottenham's poor form this season, which has been exacerbated by an injury crisis that is only just starting to lift. Conversely, the Manchester United side that Tottenham beat in London was quite under strength due to injuries. But Postecoglou says while he understands what Manchester United coach Ruben Amorim is going through, his side has had it a lot worse. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.